Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You know what it is? It's your boy FIFA 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we're back in our R&B bag with Eric Bellinger, The Rebirth 3, The Party in the Bedroom. Ken, you know how we start these joints nowadays? We go straight to the grades. How did you feel about the features? Because this was definitely relatively feature heavy. We got Mozzie,
yeah, I know.
Seven Streeter,
yeah,
K Camp, Queen Naija, Neo. I can't say this name, but Jernick or something like that. BJRNCK. Obviously, there's no vowels in that name. Ivani, we got Tone Smith, Azay France.
I thought they were cool, yeah. Okay, so I'll say C. I don't feel like they contributed that much to it. And I remember liking Queen Naji.
You don't remember liking?
I think we did one of our albums.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we fuck with Queen Naija. We fuck with Queen Naija big time. I will say I feel like C plus B minus.
Okay.
I definitely like the features. One of my favorite features, Ken, was Mozzie. You know, I've been on Mozzie from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember who we just recently reviewed where I said, you know, from get-go, I felt Mozzie was that guy that wanted to become great in hip-hop. And the more and more I hear him, it's like, yeah, this nigga, he's expanding his bag. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have never thought of him and Eric Bellinger, you know what I'm saying? But he sounded great on that. K-Camp sounded very at home on this as well. Neo, I didn't know that was Neo at first.
I didn't either.
He just blended in. Like, he didn't necessarily stand out. But I give it a C plus B minus. I'm kind of somewhere in there. What about the production on here, Ken?
Yeah, I felt like the production was average too.
I don't disagree. Yeah. So what do you give it? You give it a C?
I give it a C plus. There was one joint that I thought was good. I like how they flipped that.
Yeah, I give it a C plus as well. I don't think that the production was bad, but it wasn't unique. It felt like something that you would give any quote unquote R&B singer. It didn't necessarily craft a sound for Eric Bellinger. This sounded like a lot of radio type of songs. Not saying that that's bad, just saying it's like how... How are you setting yourself apart? Like, this just sounds like anybody, any singer could have sung
on this. I think he's a writer, so that would make sense if no one got these songs.
And also, Hitmaker did a lot of these. I think he had at least three or four that I remember hearing the tag on. So it is what it is. How did you feel about the singing and rapping on this?
See, bro.
I don't disagree, Ken. I want to say C plus because I think it was a pretty good album, but it wasn't memorable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was nothing special. And again, not saying that the songs are bad or anything. It's just like, it just doesn't stand out. And that's, it's unfortunate because I think Eric Bellinger has a pretty good voice. I thought the song structures and the hooks and everything were good. It felt very cookie cutter though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. I think I felt like this was a very average R&B album.
So a C overall for you.
Yeah.
I give it a C plus. I give it a C plus because I did enjoy it. But like I previously said, it just felt very cookie cutter. It didn't give me anything special. It didn't give me anything unique. And that's why I gave the features a little bit higher because I felt like they brought some uniqueness to the song. Mm-hmm. They brought some, you know, breaking up the monotony of sorts, but it just doesn't feel special at all. You know what I'm saying? Like we've done a lot of R&B projects earlier in the year and a lot of those felt special. You know, I know he's in hot water and we've been talking about Diddy a lot, but like that project felt special. The Naomi Sharon, it felt special. And I'm not saying that Eric Bellinger is in that realm or that style of R&B, but just doesn't feel special. It just feels like a lot of stuff that he could have written for other R&B artists that were quote unquote the radio hit. You know what I'm saying? Like this sounds like a radio play. And again, no, nothing negative about that. It just doesn't sound unique.
Yeah, he's I think he's one of those songwriters turned singers.
Okay, like Neo.
Yeah. But except Neo, like, his stuff sounds good.
Yeah.
I think that Aaron Belich is definitely talented, but it's like there's nothing. It's just nothing for me to hang on to. It's like, so a lot of these do sound very manufactured, very stereotypical, very derivative, you know, when I'm listening to it. And, you know, when you do an hour and 13 minutes of this, it's like, yo, that's way too much. And I know this is part of some series that he's doing, this Rebirth series. But, you know, I've always felt Aaron Belich was good enough, but he's never been one that kind of really stood out to me. And I know a lot of people like him, which I understand. But I think now where R&B music is, this style of music is starting to kind of go out. And this is something that, you know, it's just really made for the fans.
Yeah. For me, like listening to this, I'm going to use a quote from Mos Def. It's safe. I feel like this is very safe. I feel like you could play this at Target. You could play this at a cookout. You could play this amongst, you know, elderly people that you don't want to offend. I feel like this is just a very safe project. And again, there's nothing wrong with safe, but for me, music should be an expression of self. And this feels like you're trying to cater to the masses versus catering to people that like a particular thing. And I think that there could be a happy medium. But this just feels like the extreme of catering to the majority. And again, I don't think it's bad. So I know that our tone about how we feel about this could be taken as negative, and I don't want it to come off 100% negative, because this doesn't have major replay value for me, but it has replay value because of how safe it is. And I don't want safe to be even taken in a negative connotation, because we need music. I talked about earlier in the year how 2023 was a very interesting year for me, because it was the year that I listened to the least amount of hip hop as possible, because I listened to so much more genres of music last year. And sometimes, you know, we listen to so much hip hop that I need a break. This is an album that, you know, on a road trip, I would play. So my wife don't be like, why you want to listen to that rap shit? I would play this. You shut up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a bad album. It's just not special.
Yeah, it has no replay value for me. You know, there are way, way much more better albums, and I'm sure there are better albums in Aaron Belich's catalog as well. But, you know, I have a playlist on Apple Music called, it's a private one called Music for My Wife. Every once in a while, because, you know, I'm an R&B head, she was like, what should I listen to? This would not make it.
Nah, I feel that.
And that's kind of a criteria that I have. I'm like, this isn't good enough for me to share with anyone, honestly. You know, it's not it.
Hey, look, you know, I try to lighten the mood a little bit. Get over here like the easy money sniper. I was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But
Find Someone was good, but that has a jagged edge sample, which, you know, took me back. But it's just like you said, like Neo, bro. When I saw the track with Neo, I was like, okay, they're gonna get on there. They're gonna do some things. Queen Naja, I don't know what effect they put on her. You know, it's like, she's good. Like, what are they going to do together with Aaron Belich as a songwriter and a single? I'm like, oh, y'all gonna craft something that's gonna be really good, you know, as a duo on both records. And it wasn't.
Yeah, it just, Ken, there's not another word that I can more accurately describe this album versus it's just safe. It just feels like they colored all within the lines. Like, nobody, like Queen Naija, I like her. I don't think she was bad on here, but it's like, even she sounded quote unquote safe.
Yeah. Yeah. But that makes sense, because he's a songwriter. He writes for the radio. So I get it. But, you know, these almost, I don't know what's going on.
It's just not special. And I'm only speaking for me. It's not bad, but it's not special. Like, you know, the replay value only comes from a perspective of it being more safe than other things that I prefer to listen to. That's where it comes from. You know, if I have some people over. I'll throw some of these songs. Like, you know, I could add it to a play. It's not going on my personal vibey playlist, but you know, there's other playlists that I feel that I could throw it on. But it's just not special. It's not bad. It's not recommendable, in my opinion. So I do agree there with you. If somebody says, "Hey, FIFO, you know what's an R&B project that I should listen to?" I'm not saying this. You know, and that's just no disrespect to Eric Bellinger, but
he got a lot of shit out too.
He does. It's just not special, Ken. It's just not special. Mm,
so that's a lot of albums.
Yeah. This one dropped March 1st of this year. Hour 13 minutes. It's technically like a double project. It didn't need to be. Because my thing is this: why separate it? Just make this shit 24 tracks because it sounds like one project.
Yeah.
It don't sound like it's two separate projects. No,
it did not.
So yeah, you know, and that's part of the issue, Ken. That's part of it. It doesn't have any uniqueness.
I'm actually gonna go back and listen to some of these other joints. I'm just curious. Do me a deep dive on
Eric Bellinger. Well, yeah. Wait, hey, we'll add more to the docket. Yeah, so you say you want more Eric Bellinger, we'll give more Eric Bellinger to the fans. But you already know what it is, man. D365, another day, another review. We'll catch you tomorrow. We out. Peace. Yeah.